Just when commentators thought that the budget would lack any big bang reform when it comes to tax, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull came out yesterday and announced what he called the biggest change in federal-state relations in almost three quarters of a century.
The states do not raise enough of the revenue that they spend. In other words, they're not accountable enough in the way a government should be.
Under the plan, the states would raise their own income tax to cover spending on things like health and education instead of relying on grants from the federal government. Labor leader Bill Shorten says it amounts to double taxation.
Even Tony Abbott, when presented with this idea by the Commission of Audit in 2014, the same idea, said that's double taxation. The only plan that Mr Turnbull has is to be a tax and spend Prime Minister.
So are we going to see significant tax reform in this budget? Andrew Barclay spoke to Chris Evans, Professor of Taxation at the University of New South Wales, to find out.
As far as I'm concerned, it's not a solution. I think it probably is what it looks very much like, which is a cost-shifting exercise. I can't really see that it's going to solve anything. I mean, the same sort of money is going to come in. It's just going to be different agencies or different authorities being able to collect the money. And it's going to be massive, greater complexity, certainly. I think also it's probably going to lead to less fairness in the tax system in all sorts of ways. So I can see why it might be tempting from a political perspective, but from a policy perspective, I think it would be quite disastrous. I think we moved away from that a long time ago, and to try and reinvigorate it now is not really going to help solve the sorts of problems that we have in terms of revenue sustainability, the resilience of the tax system, those sorts of things.
What's your response to those who say that by giving this power back to the state, it's going to give them more of an incentive to kind of rein in costs when it comes to health and education, because it's actually them who are raising the tax dollars they need to fund that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the positive side of the argument, and you can see some merit in it because it takes the raising of the tax closer to the delivery of the services. But it's not necessarily going to be very effective. I mean, I think what it could lead to instead is some very patchy services across Australia. You'll get, you know, some which are able to do it quite reasonably, very well, others who just simply won't be able to do it, and all of them facing a sort of tax competition race to the bottom type scenario, where they're not able to increase taxes if they need to provide more services because they've got a more aged population or they've got a younger population that needs more schools. Instead, they're going to have to cut the resources to the schools. So it's certainly the case that you can have some efficiency gains. The difficulty is that you still need a basic level of resources, and that's probably best collected centrally and allocated out. So I'm not against the notion that states should have tax bases. I just don't think that the income tax is the base to give them. Too much complexity, too much unfairness, too much of a danger of a race to the bottom.
Business, community and welfare groups are all in agreement that tax reform is very important for this year's budget. Do you think that the announcement from the Prime Minister yesterday amounts to meaningful tax reform?
No, I honestly don't. I think somebody's accused it of being a thought bubble, and I think there's an element of that. There's an element of desperation about it, sadly, sad to say. We do need tax reform. I think everybody agrees we need tax reform. But if you recognise that the guiding principles of that tax reform have to be, well, it's got to be growth-friendly, we know that, and sometimes income tax in particular isn't necessarily growth-friendly. It's got to be fair, and we know that if you increase the GST, that may well be unfair. It's got to be simple, and so that's why I'm against the notion of giving the states that income tax power. And it's got to lead to the sort of revenue that we need for the future, the revenue sustainability, the revenue adequacy. And I honestly don't think that that particular tax reform proposed last night or proposed over the last couple of days looks to me like it's going to deliver on those sorts of guiding principles.
You mentioned there raising revenue and driving growth as key concerns for the federal government. Several ministers have hinted that changes to the corporate tax rate could be one way to address that. Do you think that it's the best way to drive growth and increase productivity?
Interestingly, I don't always agree with politicians, but I'm actually inclined a little bit to agree that the Australian corporate tax rate is too high. there is scope for some reduction, but I don't think it has to be a reduction at the cost of, for example, personal taxpayers or the GST or anything like that. I think that within the system, within that corporate tax system, there's scope for being able to reduce the rates by effectively broadening the base, making sure that more companies pay a fairer amount of tax on the profits that they do earn. At the moment, I don't think we're enforcing the existing tax rules as well as we should. There's some new tax rules which are coming in, which are going to affect the very big end of town, and they may help in the enforcement. But we also give an awful lot of concessions and tax breaks and deductions and offsets and a whole variety of other things which narrow the tax base. And I think if we were to broaden the tax base and have a lower rate on a bigger base, we can actually achieve the sort of revenue that we want from that corporate sector, bearing in mind, you know, that it is a major contributor in Australia, so we can't afford to ignore it. We just have to be a bit more clever about what tax we get from that sector and how we get it.
As with every budget, optics play a part. Some in the media have said that a cut to the company tax rate for the big end of town won't look too good with voters when they aren't receiving any income tax cuts. What's your take on that?
Yeah, and it's a valid point. And therefore, that's why you've got to look at the tax system as a whole and the tax mix of that tax system as a whole. You can't just sort of target a particular point and say, okay, we're going to squeeze more there or we're going to relieve more there. You've got to look at it as a whole, and you've got to say, as a whole, if we do these changes, and I would, for example, be suggesting changes like, I don't think the current capital gains discount is at all appropriate. I think it's a giveaway to the wealthier sections of the society, and it's unfair as a result. And it's also distortionary. So there's things like that. There's things like negative gearing that I'd be looking at as part of the big mix. There's things like the superannuation breaks. So when you look at it as a whole and you take into account all of those things, the base broadening and the lowering of the rates wherever possible, then I think that's where you have to say, well, the corporate sector may have got a bit of a break there, but guess what? You know, we've eliminated bracket creep because we've inflation-proofed it, or we've done something else. We've broadened the base for GST, and that's going to hurt people, but guess what? There is compensation built in the form of a lower tax rate for the middle and low-income earners, whatever it is. So it's a question of looking at it as a whole, not this bit piece thought bubble on the hoof, you know, policy, what might work, oh, let's try a quick focus group. Yeah, that seems to go down well. We'll try flying that kite and then having it shot down a few days later.
And then finally, I'll take from that then that you aren't expecting too much more in the area of tax reform in terms of announcements for the budget?
Sadly, we're not. I think as far as the budget is concerned, there may be some short-term measures. There won't be any sensible, long-term, sustainable tax reform of the sort that we were invited to expect, I think, when we had sort of the last major tax review, which was the Henry Review, which came out with some very sensible proposals, most of which are still sitting there languishing on somebody's shelf.
Professor of Taxation Chris Evans, ending that report by Andrew Barclay.